Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Payton, P-A-T-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Payton as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 48-year-old woman who, again, recall she was injured at work on 3/14/09. Period. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc and nerve damage in her back, for which she underwent spinal fusion at 04-5. Period. More recently, she has undergone implantation of a spinal cord stimulator without help. Period. She receives pain management by way of medications from Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional records supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 9/11/18 to be inserted. Period. She then reopened her claim, as she had been done before, this time on 3/10/20. Period. New paragraph. On 6/3/20, she underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Glasteen, G-L-A-S-T-E-I-N. Period. He noted she had a lumbar fusion in 2012. Period. She did well for a number of years and then had recurrence of left hip pain and left leg pain in 2017. Period. MRI of the hip and lumbar spine at that time were essentially negative. Period. She did not have adjacent segment herniations. Period. Several weeks ago, she was in the bathroom when she had severe onset of right leg pain going into the right lower leg. Period. She had some weakness at that time, but was not reporting it presently. Period. She denied any bowel or bladder problems. Period. This was actually a televisit, so no diagnostic studies were performed. Dr. Glasteen recommended a lumbar gadolinium MRI to rule out adjacent segment degeneration either on the right or the left. Period. She did undergo this study on 6/30/20 compared to early ones. That will be inserted as marked. Period. In paragraph on 7/6/20, Ms. Payton continued under the care of Dr. Glasteen. Period. He described lumbar x-ray showed solid fusion at L5-S1. Period. He also personally reviewed the MRI from 6/30/20. Period. It showed a bulge more to the right, consistent with foraminal narrowing, consistent with adjacent segment degeneration at L3-4 and L4-5. Period. He thought she had a small amount of adjacent segment degeneration, symptomatic, giving her right side of sciatica. Period. He recommended an epidural injection. Period. She was then seen on 7/30/20 by Dr. Waska to pursue this course. Period. On 9/24/20, Dr. Glasteen wrote, a right S1 epidural injection only gave her slight improvement. Apparently, she had no improvement from the L3-4 and L4-5 injection. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Apparently, she followed up with Dr. Waska on 10/28/20. Period. He recommended a dorsal column stimulator trial. Period. He explained the trial to her, expressing she would need to have 50% relief of pain, along with improved functional measures such as improved sleep, improved activity, and being less reliant on medication in order to move ahead with the permanent implantation. Period. He also needed a dedicated thoracic MRI to make sure there was adequate space for the lead. period she had such an MRI on 1/24/21 that was read as negative. It appears she also had a repeat lumbar MRI on 12/4/20 compared to the earlier study of 6/30/20. Okay, those results will be inserted here. Period. On 12/23/20, Dr. Waska recommended a right lower extremity EMG. Period. This does not appear to have been done in a timely fashion. Appeared on 2/24/21. She related only 1 week of complete relief of anterior thigh pain and burning after the selective nerve root block at L3-4. Period. They discussed treatment options, including possible additional surgery. Period. She saw Dr. Waska the last time on 4/15/21. Period. She had some relief with gabapentin, but very little relief with the Tylenol with codeine. Period. He diagnosed post-laminectomy syndrome as well as radicular pain. Period. He started her on Percocet and refilled her gabapentin. Period. On 8/18/20, Dr. Waska performed an epidural steroid injection, but this was repeated on 9/8/20 and 10/13/20. Period. A paragraph. She eventually underwent an EMG by Dr. Waska on 1/25/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 2/9/21, Dr. Waska performed selective nerve root block on the left at L3-4. Period. On 4/30/21, she had a one-time evaluation with Dr. Yalam and Chili, Yalamanchili. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. Overall. Overall. He diagnosed previous history of L5-S1 instrument diffusion, as well as chronic pain disorder with lumbar radiculopathy. Period. He reviewed her MRI and did not see a frank disc herniation or nerve impingement. Period. EMG showed subacute right L3-4 radiculopathy. Period. He agreed with the pain management doctor that a spinal stimulator was the best option for Ms. Payton. Period. He did not feel discectomy was a reasonable option for her, since he did not see a frank disc herniation with nerve impingement that could be addressed to ameliorate her symptoms. Period. Her physical exam was also not consistent with the disc herniation as the cause of her symptoms. Period. He reevaluated Ms. Payton on 5/21/21. Period. He again recommended a spinal cord stimulator. Period. If she gets greater than 50% improvement in her pain, she would be a candidate for permanent spinal cord stimulator placement. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Payton also was seen by Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, beginning 6/7/21. Period. His diagnostic impressions were pain of the right lower extremity, common lumbar sacral neuritis, common as well as history of lumbar fusion, period. They were going to pursue additional injections, after which she followed up, period. On 6/30/21, Dr. Grease performed spinal cord stimulator trial, period. Lumbar MRI was done on 9/13/21 to be inserted, period. Another EMG was done on 12/10/21 by Dr. Basilone, B-A-S-I-L-O-N-E, to be inserted, period. On 1/6/22, Dr. Grease performed transforaminal epidural steroid injections on the right at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. Ms. Payton followed up with him through 5/3/22. Period. She had weaned off of her narcotic medication. Period. She was currently taking gabapentin and the muscle relaxant. Period. He was going to continue her with the current regimen that included gabapentin and methocarbamol. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement as no further curative treatment was indicated. Period. She continues to need palliative care in the form of pain medication. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She spends her time doing puzzles and memory games. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4+. Pre-assisted low quadriceps and hamstring strength. Period. She had breakaway weakness and right quadricep strength. Period. This was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical. Normal thoracic. There was a lower left paraspinal longitudinal scar consistent with her stimulator implantation. Period. In lumbar spine, she had a midline scar measuring 4.5 inches in length. Consists with her fusion surgery. Period. This area was tender to palpation. Period. She actively flexed to 35 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was full and extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending without tenderness. Period. She was tender at the sciatic notches bilaterally, comma, the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right, comma, and the right iliac crest and greater trochanter, but not the left. Period. There was no tenderness in the midline, but there was tenderness of the right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Both elicited radicular complaints below the knees. Period. She had a positive axial loading maneuver for symptom magnification, but trunk torsion and Huber tests were negative. Period. Impressions. Deborah Payton was injured at work on 3/14/09, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Glastine, who had her undergo repeat lumbar MRI on 6/30/20 to be inserted. Period. He performed a series of injections. Period. She had repeat MRIs on 12/4/20 and 9/13/21. Period. She underwent a spinal cord stimulator trial. Period. She also had electrodiagnostic testing. Period. She was advised that further surgery would likely not be successful in relieving her symptoms. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar, moderately decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers on both sides elicited radicular complaints. greater aware there's positive axial loading maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. There was no atrophy or sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be the same as marked in my prior report. Compared to her most recent course of treatment since 2018 was to treat ongoing symptoms that had been present for many years before 2018 and even up through that year. Period. She did not have any procedures to change the structure or anatomy of her spine. Period. Diagnostic testing confirmed the presence of abnormalities already known. Period. Her treatment remained palliative. Period. Accordingly, my opinions relative to permanency are the same. Period. End.